Hello?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and
uh-huh.
I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, the card that the Facebook people still aren't correcting my I have a Facebook, business Facebook profile, and somebody from Kosovo in Europe was able to access it and actually boost my ad, and they were charging my card. So I had to close that card. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, and I closed that card down. They said, close that card. And then I sent a thing, a whole complaint to Facebook, Meta, it's called, you know, Meta, and sent that all to Meta. My information, my bank, I declined the, you know, how you go in there and you decline the charge.
Right. You're like
disputed, I mean.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I did that, and it was two charges for a certain amount. I won't say how much, but about a week went by, and it happened again.
No way.
And I went, yeah. And I said, why is this still happening? They said, we don't know. I could never even talk to anybody at Meta. It's just about a matter of sending, you know, a thing on this thing that they have set up where you have to, you know, put your complaint and everything in there. So, again, my bank had to close my account again, and now they told me just go into that profile, and you're just going to have to close that my whole profile down in Facebook. I said, I already went on there and did try to do that, and they said if I do that, that you can't open another one up with that name again for 60 days.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
I went, yeah. Isn't that crazy? I don't know how this person was able to hack into my account and able to actually do that. I don't know how it happened. I guess they say it does happen frequently because, you know, people can go in and, you know, when you go on Marketplace and you put an ad and all of a sudden somebody responds to your ad and now the ad changes to their name. You see how that works?
Oh, I see. So
there's something, they found some kind of something in that system, and they're supposed to give me some kind of answer how this person was able to do that, because I sent them a screenshot of this person's, it's their ID number, you know, for their phone or whatever that terminal they use to do that. Yeah, I got a screenshot. I found it. It was in Kosovo. I did that.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just waiting for my next card to come in now again. And I don't even know if I should even, now I went in there and I just put in there the charge for that as a dollar.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it get charged yet for a dollar. So, I don't know, just somebody trying to do, you know, some kind of, you know, financial damage to me on purpose or, you know, I have no idea because I've hired people that are from Europe. They moved here. They still have residency in Europe, and they moved back.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was somebody that worked for me, and I had some kind of dispute with them or something. I've had different disputes with employees, you know, over the years on jobs. And it could have been one of those people. I don't know. I just don't know because, you know, these banks are you know, at the mercy of these big media companies because – they have an agreement with them in place.
Yeah, exactly.
When you know, there's an agreement. When you sign on to agree to that, having that ad on there, you got to read the fine print because in there, you're agreeing, especially when it comes to the payment terms, when you do set that up for payment now out of your checking account or whatever, your debit card, you're agreeing for the bank to be able to allow them to be able to do that. See?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't know. How long have I been now back on my Google with you guys? I mean, I got my Google put back on because they suspended me for having too many ads.
Okay. So
I did that myself. I went on there and I it was a couple months ago and I was able to get my Google ad back, you know, up and running.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't getting any calls on it. I mean, there's really not even, I don't know how many hits I've even gotten, you know? So
you
I just don't, I just,
suggest,
I'm,
Mike?
What's
I'm
that?
I'm looking at the Google listing, but it doesn't have any reviews on it. So that will affect your rankings, because let's say somebody searches for your service and they see you on the first page, but there's a bunch of companies next to you that have a five-star rating and you don't.
Yep, that's
that
what it is.
That would affect
yep.
who the end user is going to call. So I'll send you a review generator email, and it will help you with that. It will help you get some five-star ratings on Google. And it's so simple. It's already going to be hyperlinked together with your Google listing. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Mastercraft and Associates. And if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that five-star ranking on Google. So that's tremendously, you know. So, other than that, is your site down right
Matt,
now?
I'll give that a try for now, and for now, I guess I'll give you my banking information so we can get this thing going again. And I don't want to lose that. So, but I just for $250, I mean, I could go get a stack of flyers printed up and go hand them out and put them in mailboxes, and I know I'd get a job from them because I used to always do that.
Yes.
I would just pass out flyers in certain, neighborhoods or places, and I know mailings are expensive, but the last two mailings I did, I didn't get a lot of good response out of it. I sent out
full color
postcard.
Same thing, but virtually, because look at it like this. Let's say that you could print out a flyer and walk around your local service area and put that flyer in the hands of every single potential person that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. That's what Google calls a micro moment, making sure that you're found in front of those clients that are looking to hire you at that very moment. So one thing I'm noticing on your Google listing is the website that's attached is down. It says mastercraftandassociates.com is parked free, courteous of GoDaddy.
Yeah, because I have the same thing on that. I have the same problem with the card.
Oh.
They're using my card to charge that fee to keep that, on that domain on there. So I hope I didn't lose that yet.
Well,
I got to still contact them.
What I would suggest is contact them and get the site up and running, as soon as possible. Or if you think that, maybe that's going to jump through hoops and bend backwards and, contacting GoDaddy is difficult. I don't know if that's the case. We could put a new site up for you. That's not a problem. We just wouldn't be able to use mastercraftandassociates.com, but maybe mastercraftandassociates.net is available or another option that's close to that.
Right.
If you want me to do that, I can send that note over to the technicians. And what they would do, because I see that your Facebook, even though they told you they were going to take it down, it is still up. So we could actually pull images off of the Facebook and put it up onto your website. So that way, it would be your actual content on the website.
No, I didn't say they were going to take it down. I was going to take it down, and they told me I wouldn't be able to put it back up. For 60 more
days. Oh, got it. So
I never said I was going to have them take it down. I just said that I was going to think about it.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Right. That's okay. They just said that, that's what it says in their terms, that if, when you go on there and you want to delete the ad, you delete this ad, you remove this ad, it's you're not going to be able to put another ad up for 60 days.
I see. So, Mike, your account with us also includes a small batch of Facebook ads. If we take those off, it would lower your subscription to $149. And I recommend that you do that.
Yeah, because Tina, the way those ads are written, you have those ads written for residential. I don't do any residential painting. I'm a commercial painter, commercial industrial.
Okay.
I work for a lot of these, companies in the Detroit area that supply the big three automakers and stuff and other companies. And I do, general contractor work. I do a lot of, stores. You've heard of Harbor Freights, Home Depots. I've painted those years ago, but, GCs, I do a lot of municipal work, like DPWs when they remodel or build them. I just got tie-ins with these GCs, and I, you know, often here and there, like every couple of years, I'll get an invite on a job from the same GC, and they'll have some project I'll bid on. I'll bid it, and I'll end up, you know, doing it. And, you know, I did a big one over the pandemic, and I ended up having to really, it ended up costing me a lot of money doing the job, more than the job was worth, but it was unfortunate because it got shut down. It was considered non-essential. And then the GC, you know, they got their PPP loan. And then I had only two employees, and the other employees were all contract labor. So I wasn't able to get a very large PPP loan. Some of these other contractors on that job, they got like $1 million, $500,000. And, you know, I was like, dang. You know, I just didn't have that many employees, you know, on payroll. So,
for
the guys that had a lot of people on payroll, man, they hit the jackpot right there when the government was handing out all that money, you know.
I know.
You didn't have to pay it back.
Exactly. They, that was amazing. So,
I know companies. I'll tell you right now, I don't like to, you know, bash other companies or other people. I know other companies for a fact. Had no W-2 employees, and they were getting big money, and they got forgiven. But I'm not gonna, because they'll eventually catch up with them.
Yes.
They always do. Can you hold on 1 second? I got a call here.
Go ahead, Mike. I'll wait for you. Take your time. Okay. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Tina?
I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to take the Facebook ads off, Mike, because I don't want you to pay that extra $100 a month if you're going to, you know, potentially take the page down for 60 days. And you're mostly commercial anyway. And I think a lot of companies, they're going to go more to Google than to Facebook. You know what I mean?
I do, too.
A lot of companies even have Facebook blocked and say, like, their employees aren't supposed to use it during working hours. So
I know. I saw that.
Yeah, I took those off. So that way I only have to collect $149.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Much better.
A little bit better?
Now.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I decide to go with the upgraded package in the future, you know, and, you know, because right now, I'm not working. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in between some projects. I'm bidding a lot of work. I mean, I'm bidding, like, you know, just buku work for different companies. You know, some of it's big jobs. Some of it's just small retail stores here and there. But, you know, there's just, you still got price increases on it. I mean, you'd be shocked at what these small jobs, you got to bid them out for to make anything on them. You know, it's crazy what materials cost now. So. I'm just at a loss anymore. Sometimes where I got to bid a job anymore because there's just a lot of guys. There's a lot of cutthroats in this business, and they like to just bid jobs, keep guys working, and they don't care if they make any money on them because they work by volume. You know, they go by volume, and you know, and I hear the horror stories of people. You know, always, oh man, these guys, they did this, they damaged that. You know, it's just always something. You know, you hear some, you know. But, let me give you my card number so we can get moving here.
Okay.
And, it's the same, MasterCard, 5572.
Okay.
6800.
Got it.
0210.
Okay.
1042.
Okay. Expiration?
That's good through 1028.
And the code?
279.
And it's still the East Leonard Road for the billing address, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so I will get your authorization, and you'll be good to go. And before the thought slips my mind, do you want us to put up a new site for you in the meantime, or do you think you're going to get your GoDaddy one up and running right away?
Yeah, that thing. I don't know what I was doing when I made that thing. I mean, you know, I wish I had hired a pro, but... You know, this one guy wanted $3,500 to build a, you know, a site, like, you know, you see mostly on the internet, and it's like, and then he wanted, I don't know how much a month for SEO, and now kind of SEO is kind of going on the wayside now, you know?
Well, why don't we do this? I'll have them put a new site up. I'll have them refer to your Facebook when they're building it. And then once the site's launched, will attach it to your Google listing, and then when you get the GoDaddy thing straightened out, if you like the site that we built better than the one that you had, then you can just give us the credentials to the domain and we'll put our site on the domain. So temporarily, of course, we'd have to get a different domain just so that we can get it up and running.
Why don't you hold on that? Hold on off on that for now.
Hold off on
that. Let me see what I do. Yeah. Let me see what I do with GoDaddy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't think it's been 30 days since they sent me the notice because I think they gave me 30 days to be able to respond. So let me look into that first.
It's parked free. So that means they didn't try to sell it to someone else. It's just parked. Probably waiting for you to go back and reactivate it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, you
and
got
it's
it.
Not very expensive. That's not a very expensive ad to keep, website to keep going every month.
The domain purchase and hosting is usually pretty cheap if you do it that way, so I get it.
It is, okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you for updating the payment, Mike. I got the green light for you, so start using that review generator email as soon as you can. That will help you. That
definitely
also triggered a text message. So in the event that you have a past client and you don't have their email, you can also forward to them the text that I sent you. And, you know, same thing. They can click on the link and it'll open your Google page, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tina.
All right.
Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
All right. Good talking
to
you.
Have a great week.
All right. You
thank
too
you.
Now.
Okay.
Bye.